today we are here. I'm Sydney Sosa. This is interviewing my grandpa, also known as Pawpaw.
James Bowser.
It's the November 27th, 2018. It is 6:11, and we are in his living room in Freeport. Okay, so tell me about your childhood.
Well, it was a long time ago. I was born in London, England, in May 1st, 1946. And my dad was in the United States Army, and my mother was an English citizen. So when I was born, since I was born in England, I could be an English citizen, or because my dad was a U.S. citizen, I actually was born a U.S. citizen, too. So it's called dual citizenship, okay? Hmm. So when I was about 5 months old, my dad had come back to Katanning, Pennsylvania. That's where he's from. And my mother brought me over on a big ocean liner called the Queen Mary with a whole bunch of other women and babies and that from the war area. They all come over there, go over here to meet their husbands. My dad drove to New York City and met her when the boat came in and landed in Ellis Island, New York City. And from there, we drove back to Katanning, and that's where I was raised. Now, I don't remember a whole lot because it was 70-some years ago, but I pretty much grew up in the Katanning area. I went to Katanning. My grade school was in West Katanning. And it was a small school, had like 5 grades in it, first through 5. And I was in a room that sometimes had 2 grades in the same room. And there was no hot food or nothing. You had to take your lunch. And I remember every Wednesday was hot dog day. If you had 25 cents, the teacher cooked 2 hot dogs and you could have a hot meal. That was our hot meal for the week in school. But a lot of times I didn't have 25 cents, so I didn't get 2 hot dogs. So from there, I went to grade school at 6th grade at East Franklin Grade School. It's closed too. It doesn't have any kids anymore. And then from there, I went to the Katanning Junior High for 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then from there, I went up to the high school for 10th, 11th, and 12th. Okay, and I graduated in 1965. I played football on the football team, but I wasn't very good because I only weighed 120 pounds. So when I graduated, I got a job at Craigsville Tile Works. I made $2.05 an hour.
Which was that good back then or what?
It was pretty decent money back then.
Okay.
And I met this girl at a dance. Her name was Diane Wolf.
Really? That's how you met Graham?
Yep.
Okay.
At one of her girlfriend's houses, too. We used to be there. But we started dating, and then we got married about a year later. And we had to go. Me and her aunt drove to Winchester, Virginia, and got married.
Why there?
It was just an easy place to get married, and that's where people went. You know, when you didn't want to make plans and all that. So we drove clean down to Winchester, Virginia, and got married. Your mother probably doesn't even know some of this stuff. She never asked. So we drove back, and then we rented a house in Katanning, apartment, and it was right next to the hoagie shop. So we had a lot of hoagies for dinner. And then I had my first child, which was a son, my son Jimmy. And I was working at Tile Works, and then I moved a few other places, and then we got a job. I got a job out in Ohio, and we moved out to Ohio, and my daughter was born there. Terry was born in Youngstown, Ohio. So then my wife wasn't real happy out there because everybody she knew was back here, so we moved back here. And I went through a lot of different jobs, you know, through my thing. And I went to drafting school in Pittsburgh for 2 years and got a degree in drafting and then got into the engineering field. And then I went from a bunch of different jobs in the engineering field. And then we had, when I was in school, drafting school, my other daughter was born, and that was Kristen Bowser. And then when I got out of school, my first job, the job that I got was in Washington, D.C. for a big company. And we moved down there with my three kids and wife, and we lived there for about a year, and it was really expensive down there, so we moved back to Katanning. We always seemed to be moving back to Katanning. So I went in the engineering business, went different jobs and worked at nuclear power plants. And finally I was in a bad car wreck and I had to take 2 years off of work to recuperate from the car wreck and go through therapy. And then I didn't want to go back into that field. I decided that I would look for a place to, a business to buy, and maybe I could be home every night and everything. So I ended up buying a golf course.
So what year, where are we at now?
Well, that was 23 years ago, so I think it was 1995. I bought the golf course, and I learned about the golf business. Now, what else? I mean, yeah.
All right. So, let's see. Well, I was going to say, if you didn't end the golf course or, like, do anything, what would have been, like, your dream job?
I always wanted to be a truck driver.
Really?
I wanted to be a long-distance truck driver because I enjoy going places I've never been before. And I always thought a truck driver went and saw places that he never saw before, so I could see the whole country and get paid for it.
Good point. How did you propose to Graham?
Oh, gosh. I guess we were probably, I think we were sitting in the car at the Cadet restaurant eating, and we just got to talking, and she said something about getting married or something, and I said, well, I just always thought we would, you know, so that was about it. Wasn't no getting down on my knee or nothing like that.
Okay, so just like summarize or tell me about your kids. You kind of did, but like, or any stories about any of them?
Well, my son, he was a good kid. He was never in jail, which is good. He was born in Katanning Hospital, and I remember the night he was born, I had to leave and go to work in Ohio, so I only got to see him for a minute, and I went to Ohio for a week and then come back.
Really?
Yeah. And then, so I think he turned into a good person. He's a good man.
He is.
I think he loves his wife and adores his kids.
He does.
And he works hard and has a good job, and he's I just think he's a good person, so I'm...
I agree.
I'm proud that I'm his dad.
Aww.
Then my daughter, Terry, was born a couple years after him, and she was always a bundle of energy. She was always, getting involved in cheerleading and everything else in all kind of clubs, and she was popular in school, and there was always a lot of kids around in our house growing up. And I'm proud of being her dad because she turned into a good person. She has four kids that she raised, and I think being a mom is one of the best things in the world a person can be. And then my daughter Kristen, she was born a couple years later. And the one thing I remember about Kristen is she was about 3 or 4 years old, and we were in a car driving to California on vacation. And it was in the summertime, and it was so hot with the air conditioner on, the car would overheat, so we couldn't turn the air conditioner on. So we all had the windows down. And we looked back, and she had all of her clothes off but her underpants, sitting in the back seat of the car. Then on that same trip coming back, we went to Las Vegas, and we went up to a circus, and they had games up there. You could win stuffed animals. And I won a stuffed animal bigger than her, and I had to bring it the whole way back in the car because she wasn't leaving it there. So then she got raised and whatever, went to school, and I think she was very smart, but she didn't want to go to college, but she turned out pretty good because she's intelligent. I think she has a good job, she has a good husband, and three gorgeous kids.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay.
What is your favorite memory? So this can be like a vacation or like just, you can do a couple.
Well, actually, I guess it was 40 years ago when we all drove clean from Katanning to California and back, and it was almost like the movie The Griswolds Visit Wally World or whatever mm-hmm. it was called in that movie, you know?
I thought you'd say Jamaica and like that waterfall thing we did.
Well, you're asking me, I'm trying to think of things, you know, when you're younger, things are more important than when you've done a lot of things in your life.
True. So
that was a big vacation for us, and our car broke down in Ohio, and we had to get towed to a gas station, and they fixed it, and we kept going around, and then, like I said, we went through the desert, and your mom had just her underpants on. She was so hot. She was a little girl, though. She was only about 4 years old, maybe. And then we had a good time in Los Angeles. We went to Disney World. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. I took them to Mexico twice, and they never saw anything like that in their life. And you know, bartering with the people selling stuff and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back, we drove through Colorado, which was interesting. And that was probably the most one I enjoyed the most or think about the most.
Okay.
Because we were all small and healthy and happy.
So, is there anywhere you want to go on vacation before you die?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I've always wanted to go to China, and I went to China.
When?
I went to China, I'm going to say, 25 years ago, so.
I never knew that.
Well, this is the 18th, so it would be 1993.
Hmm.
Okay. I went by myself because Grandma didn't want to go. She was afraid to go. So I went for 3 weeks and went all through China, and I thought it was extremely interesting. I walked on the Great Wall of China.
That's cool.
And went to a lot of different palaces and churches and different things, and got to see how people in a country like that grow up and everything. I thought that was very interesting. And then I've been on three Disney cruises with my kids and grandkids, and I loved every one of them. And then on our 50th wedding anniversary, we took everybody on a 7-day cruise to Jamaica and all over, and that was really good too.
Okay. Why do you love Pitt so much?
I like Pitt so much because when I was growing up, that was the team. And I played football, and every fall, the whole football team would go down to a Pitt game, and I think the tickets were free for local high school football teams. So I just got, when I was a teenager, that's the team that I...
So you've always been a Pitt fan.
I've always been a Pitt fan, and a lot of people don't realize this, but my second best team in the whole world is Alabama. Whenever I was a kid, I used to watch Alabama, and that seemed like another world. You know, seemed like a person would never get there, and I always watched Alabama and liked Alabama.
Okay. So, why don't you tell us some stories about Grandma Bowser? I know Jimmy's told me some things about, like, the wars and stuff.
You mean...
Like, your mom.
My mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. See, I'm married to a Bowser, too. Well, she had a tough life. Her, you know, she was a young girl in high school and went through World War II. She used to get up and walked to school, and one morning there was all kind of planes going over heading for Germany, and that was D-Day. And that was whenever all the Americans come over and they had attacked the Germans in France. But before that, she would her and her sister and her mother lived in an apartment in downtown London, and the air raid whistles would blow, and that meant that German planes were coming over to bomb London. So they couldn't stay in their apartment. They would go into the underground where the subway is. And they were allowed to carry whatever possessions that they, their prized possessions, whatever they valued the most. You know, like my aunt, my mother's sister, loved shoes. She carried 6-8 pairs of shoes, you know. I don't know what my mother carried, but they would spend the night in the underground, and then she could hear bombs going off as the Germans were dropping bombs and sirens and whistles and English guns shooting at the planes and all that. So when they left in the morning and come out of the underground, they didn't know if they had a place to stay, because their apartment could have got bombed.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, it wasn't. And where her apartment was, where she grew up, there was canals all around. And she told me when she was a girl, they used to walk right down to the boat and buy fresh vegetables and meat and all kind of stuff that people would bring up close to where she lived on boats. And what happened was all the buildings that were knocked down from the bombs of World War II, they took all the debris and filled up all the canals. So when we went there, there wasn't any canals, but she can remember when she was a little girl about all the canals and the boats coming.
Wonder why they did that.
And she met my dad from World War II. He was from Gatanning and was in the Army, and he was stationed over there. I think they met at a dance. And then the war ended and they got married over there. And my dad and her lived with my grandma and my aunt in this little apartment for a while. And then my dad came back here to get a job here, and she come over on that boat I was telling you about, the Queen Mary. And then my mother had a fairly rough time with five kids, and there was never much money back in the 50s and 60s, you know, and she was a very good mother. She always loved us and tried hard, but she just never had the money or the resources to be the type of mother that she wanted to be. So I really respect her and appreciate that I had a good mother.
So do you have any stories?
That's one of the most important things in life, is to have a good mother.
Do you have any stories about any of your siblings?
Oh, God. You mean my brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know. I was the oldest, so they probably have more stories about me than I have about them. And for one thing, I was married right after I got out of high school, so I didn't live with them when they were small growing up.
I feel like I don't know much about them, so.
Huh?
I don't really know much about them.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Just the normal life, you know. Can't remember much about them.
Who are you the closest with?
Huh?
Who are you the closest with?
Probably my sister Jackie.
Hmm. Okay, so what or where is your favorite place to eat and why?
Well, I got some many favorites.
Oh, you can say a couple.
Well, I like Shanghai, Tokyo. I actually just picked up Chinese for my dinner and brought it back here and ate it. That's probably one of my favorites. I don't know. I like that steakhouse at the Mills. I like Smoky Bones. I like Cabin Greens. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. What is one thing you hope to do before you die?
Oh my gosh. Well, it'd have to be something travel, because I've always dreamt about travel my whole life. If I had a choice, the one place I always wanted to go was China. And I went there only because growing up, it was a communist country and it was some place that was forbidden. You weren't allowed to go there. So, you know, when you tell somebody you're not allowed to do something, that's what they want you want to do. But that was my number one place. My number two place would be the Amazon River or Australia, you know.
Okay.
A lot of people like Europe, but I'm more of a wild type of a person to visit.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday and why?
Christmas. Because even my mom and dad, back when we were pretty poor, they enjoyed Christmas, and it was always a big thing. Because back then, you didn't get a present every time you turned around. You know, you didn't get a present because you got a B on a report card, you know. You were expected to do that. And Christmas, and a lot of things in Christmas, we got secondhand stuff too, you know. I remember getting a secondhand bike they went and bought. I got that for Christmas, you know. But I was happy with it.
Okay. What are you the most proud about in your life?
Well, I feel that I married the person I was supposed to marry. We were married for 52 years, and I'm most proud about that. My next most proudest thing is my three kids. I think I helped raise three kids that are good people. As far as I know, they never spent a day in jail, you know. And then the next thing I'm thrilled about is my 11 grandkids. I just can't believe I have 11 wonderful grandkids that I'm proud about, and I'm actually hope I live long enough to see them all grow up and see where kind of a job they get and what kind of a life they have.
Okay.
Well, I always worked for people, other people, but I always had this dream or always thought I would like to work, have a small business and work for myself. So when I was in that bad wreck and I took 2 years to recuperate, whenever I was felt I was good enough to either go back to work or do something, I started looking around for a small business to buy so that I could be home all the time. And I thought it would be a more interesting second chapter to my life. So I really wanted to buy a Tasty Freeze because I love ice cream.
I don't even know what that is.
Tasty Freeze, a Dairy Queen.
Oh. I've never heard of that.
Tasty Freeze, what do you call it?
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Well, it's not a Dairy Queen, it's a... Well, whatever. And I actually looked into buying one in Crooked Creek. That one by Crooked Creek. And I didn't buy it because they weren't sure if they wanted to sell it, for one thing. And then I talked to somebody and they said, well, all their equipment's old. If you don't know how to fix equipment, you know, you'll go bankrupt. So I was reading the Sunday paper. And I, one fall in 24 years ago. And I saw in a Pittsburgh paper that this little golf course in Freeport was for sale. And I golfed there and I liked the golf. And I thought, well, if I can't own a Tasty Freeze, I thought a golf course would be interesting because I like the golf. So I went down and looked at it, and I made them an offer, but they didn't take it then. They said they had a whole bunch of people looking at it. So I forgot about it, and then in the spring when the weather broke, I went back to golf there, and the owner was there. And I said, well, did you sell the place? He said, no. He said, we've lowered the price. And I said, well, I'm still interested. And so I got back involved in it. And he had lowered the price down to where I thought I could afford it. So I ended up buying it. And I didn't know nothing about equipment or nothing about, but I hired the guy that I bought it off of for the first season. And after a month or two, I realized he didn't know any more than I did. That's why they were selling it. So I realized that if I was going to make a success at it, I had to spend some money. And, look at that. And so I bought some new equipment after the first year and just learned every year. And that was 23 years ago, so.
So are you sad now
that you're selling it? Well, I still think right now I'm 90% sure it's sold. But something could pop up for that 10%, you know, you just never know. And the thing that kind of scares me is I don't know what to do if I do sell it.
Yeah, you're gonna have so much time.
Well, I mean, Grandma thinks I should get a paper route, deliver papers. You know? So I don't know. So see what happens.
Well, are you gonna move to Florida?
I'm not going to move to Florida. I might buy a house down there and go down there for 5 months out of the year, but I'm not going to move down there now. The people that I love are up here. I mean, I have one grandchild down in Florida. I love him, but I got 10 up here. So, you know, my three kids are all up here. So, I mean, I would spend at the very minimum at least 6 months up here and 6 months down there.
Okay.
It's got to be 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Okay, tell me about your wedding.
Well, my wedding was me and your grandmother drove in my car down to Centerville, Pennsylvania, and picked up her aunt. And the three of us drove down to Winchester, Virginia, because you didn't have to have a license down there. And we got there, and we had to go get a blood test. And we went to the hospital and got a blood test. And then they gave you a list of ministers, and you paid for a license. And so I went to this minister's house, and he married us. And the thing that I'll never forget that sticks in my mind is my wife, your grandmother, giggled and laughed the whole time he was marrying us. She was tired for driving the whole way, you know, and just laughed. And she's just a young girl, 16 years old. And then when he was finished, I was so embarrassed, I gave him a $10 tip, which to me back then was a lot of money, you know. And then we drove back and took Jerry down to her house, and then went up and we stopped at my mom and dad's house. And from there, then we rented an apartment in Katanning at a right next to the Hoagie Shop in Katanning. So when we were first married, we ate a lot of hoagies because we were right there and we both liked hoagies, so we did that.
Okay, why don't you share some important lessons that you've learned throughout your life?
Well, one important lesson is don't get upset over every little thing in life, because there's a lot of worse things could happen to somebody.
It's true.
And try and treat people with dignity and respect, because they're just most people are just like you. They're trying to get through life, you know, as best as they can. And try and, you know, work hard and be honest with everybody, and it'll pay off later in life. And that's about it.
Okay. So tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Oh, wow. Well, I want people to remember me first as a husband, second as a father, third as a grandfather, fourth as a great-grandfather, and fifth as a great-great-grandfather. And as a business owner that was honest and, you know, and tried to, you know, treat everybody equal and fair. So, but the biggest things in my life are my wife, my kids, my grandkids, and great-grandchild.
Okay. So, let's see here. When you were in school, what did you do during your summers when you were younger?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. There wasn't much TV. You know, you could watch a little bit of TV, but it was all black and white, little wee screen. We played baseball. All the boys would get together and play baseball. We would play different things, and once in a while we'd go up over the hill and camp out for a night, you know, pitch a tent or something and camp out for a night like we were explorers or something. And then when I got in my teens, I used to help farmers bale hay and different things for a dollar here, a dollar there, you know. And I helped my dad out a lot. When he wasn't working at the PPG, he used to collect junk, you know, to take to the junkyard and make money on. I used to go with him and spend the whole day with him in a truck, going all over the mountains and things like that. That was part of my life that I really enjoyed. With my dad, you know, it was just me and him. And it was interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around and talking to people and trying to make a living.
Okay. What have you learned from your wife?
From my wife? Well, I think I've learned to not get upset over minor things, because there's a lot worse things that you can get upset about in life. When I was younger, I had more of a temper, and I used to get upset over things that really weren't that important, you know. I think my wife taught me to be honest and to work hard. My wife is a hard worker.
She is.
That's about it.
Okay, what kind of memories did you enjoy with your kids?
Well, I always enjoyed taking them on vacation, because I always felt that it was important for people to realize that this was a big country, and there was other places other than the little town of Katanning and their circle of friends. So we tried every summer, we tried to save money and take our three kids on a vacation. We went to Florida, we went to North Carolina, we went clean to California, we went to the Grand Canyon. And the thing I remember about the Grand Canyon is when we got out of the car, I walked up to the Grand Canyon, and I was in awe at how big it was and amazed at how big it was. And I turned to my left, and there wasn't anybody there. And I turned to my right, and there wasn't anybody there. And I turned around, and my wife and three kids were 20 feet behind me. They were afraid to walk up to where I was. And then on that trip, I took my first helicopter ride.
Oh.
I took a helicopter down into the Grand Canyon. And
that would scare me.
That was very, very interesting. And then the other thing we did, we stayed at a campground right at the Grand Canyon. You remember that?
No. I remember the Grand Canyon.
And we all went on a horseback ride.
I do remember
that. How old were you?
All five of us went on a horseback ride, and they had a wiener roast or something. It was like, you know, like in the evening. And they built a fire, and we had a wiener roast and everything, and you know, they talked about cowboy life and everything.
I remember on that trip, we had to pull over so you could call off work, so.
I don't want to tell that. But I did. I had to pull into a gas station, go in and use their telephone or whatever. They didn't have cell phones back then.
Yeah.
I had to call off sick for work because I was supposed to be at work.
And he never called off work.
The other interesting thing that me and Grandma did later on when our kids were growing up is we went to California on a vacation, flew out, and then we drove to, we're going to Phoenix to visit a friend of hers that she worked with, and we stopped and we took a train, an old steam engine train from Winslow, Arizona to the Grand Canyon. Spent the day at the Grand Canyon, and they had Indians attack the train and cowboys shooting out the windows. It was kind of like a reenactment.
That's cool.
Of what they gave you a little bock lunch with a sandwich and a cookie, you know, and a glass of lemonade or something. That's that's what they got in the olden days when they took a train. And that was real interesting. It was like a steam train with the steam coming out and the blue and the whistles the whole way. It was pretty neat.
Interesting. Well, okay, is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
Only that I am a very lucky man. I I'm 72 and I'm fairly healthy, and I've had a woman that I've loved for 52 years that's put up with me, and I've got three kids that I'm thrilled with having. I'm real proud of being their dad, and I'm really proud about having 11 grandkids that I love every one of them, and I'm proud of being their grandpa. So that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you.
It has nothing to do with work, or owning a golf course. That's on down, in the big scheme of things, that's not important as having a good family and everything like that.
Okay.